All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom and grit. Dylan Brooks here, ready to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more strength, wisdom, and courage. Today's topic hits close to home, building strong relationships through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your connections are stuck in neutral? You know that feeling when communication breaks down, misunderstandings happen, or things just fizzles out? Well, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets of truly deep and lasting connections. Here's the deal: building a strong relationship isn't just about having fun together or sharing common interests. It's about understanding each other on a deeper level, being able to navigate tough conversations with grace, and responding with empathy instead of reacting impulsively. Think about your closest relationships. Are they built on a foundation of trust, respect, and genuine understanding? Or are they more like, well, let's just say, situationships? Don't worry, I'm not judging. We've all been there. So, what's the secret sauce to building these unshakable bonds? Emotional intelligence, my friends. It's about understanding your own emotions and recognizing those of others. It's about actively listening, communicating effectively, and responding with empathy and compassion. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. First up, self-awareness is key. Before you can truly understand others, you gotta get to know yourself first. What are your triggers? What makes you feel happy, sad, angry? Recognizing these patterns helps you manage your own emotions and avoid knee-jerk reactions in those tough moments. Think of it like having a personal emotional GPS. Knowing where you stand allows you to navigate relationships with more clarity. Next up, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes, literally trying to understand their perspective and feelings. It doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean actively listening, showing compassion, and validating their emotions. Remember that famous quote from the Dalai Lama: if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. It's like a win-win situation for everyone involved. Now, let's talk about communication. It's more than just words. It's about nonverbal cues, active listening, and clear expression. Really pay attention when someone is talking, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Ask clarifying questions, paraphrase what you hear to ensure understanding, and avoid interrupting. Effective communication is the lifeblood of any healthy relationship. Conflict? It's inevitable. But how you handle it matters. Remember the self-awareness tips? Use them to manage your own emotions during a heated discussion. Listen actively to understand their perspective, even if you disagree. Find common ground, focus on solutions, and always strive for respectful dialogue. Think of conflict as an opportunity for growth and deeper understanding, not just another battle to be won. Last but certainly not least, gratitude. Expressing appreciation for the people in your life can make a world of difference. It's the little things that count: a simple thank you, a genuine compliment, or even just spending quality time together. Remember, strong relationships are built on a foundation of love, respect, and appreciation. Alright folks, let's bring it home with an example. Picture this. Your best friend is going through a tough breakup. Instead of offering unsolicited advice or trying to fix everything, you practice empathy by actively listening to their pain, validating their feelings, and simply being there for them. You offer support without judgment and remind them of their strengths. Now that's building a strong relationship. It's about understanding, compassion, and genuine care. Remember, folks, emotional intelligence is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start by practicing self-awareness, cultivating empathy, communicating effectively, navigating conflict constructively, and expressing gratitude. These simple steps can have a profound impact on your relationships, making them richer, deeper, and ultimately more fulfilling. So go out there, connect with people authentically, and build those strong bonds that will last a lifetime. And don't forget to hit subscribe and leave us a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage in all your endeavors.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.